Welcome back to Reamer FM. This is Aaron Brown with you this afternoon, and very excited now because coming up, we have the National Day of Thanks. It is happening on Saturday, the 25th of May. It's all about gratitude. It's all about joy, and I can't think of someone to better embody it and be the face of it than Bucko himself, Colin Buchanan, or as he's kind of unofficially dubbed himself, Captain Thankful. Welcome to the show. Good to chat with you, Colin.
Thank you, Aaron. It's Captain Thankful speaking. How does that sound?
Yeah, it sounds great. I really think we're onto something with a new character here, so I look forward to seeing that develop a bit more.
Captain Thankful. But, you know, the nice thing is you don't to be anyone can be Captain Thankful, and you don't need to pull on that really stretchy and slightly embarrassing lycra suit.
So tell us a bit about National Day of Thanks. What can we do to celebrate? What's it all about?
Well, it's very straightforward. I mean, although it was started by Christian people, and you know, and certainly we'd want to encourage people to thank God, but we also want it to be a broader thing where, as a nation, we can, regardless of what you believe, that you could, if you believe that it's good to be a thankful person and that people ought to be thanked for what they do, well, then you can thank the people around you. And every year there's themes. So this year it's local government, elected representatives in local government, people who work in council offices, and then people who, you know, are working in the construction services or roads, and, the garbos and the road fixers and the people in the parks and so forth. So, you know, they're just broadly speaking, thinking about your local government community and who you might be able to thank in that. And because we, you know, that's really the stuff of everyday life, and it becomes invisible to us. And then chaplains. So people who are serving as chaplains in hospitals or schools or in sporting organisations, and just thanking them for the work they do, which is, you know, they play a spiritual part, but they also play a, you know, a pastoral part, and it's really a wonderful dimension, you know, of their involvement in our community as well. So those are the two areas. And then if you think, oh, I'm not sure I know what to do, then there's the unsung heroes. And that's, you know, again, it doesn't need to be anything, you know, it might just be a little card, and it amazes me how a little note can mean so much to people. It continues to amaze me, just a small amount of effort to, you know, so it might be a little note handed to someone, or it might just be as simple as thinking, you know, that person, I don't reckon they get thanked. It might be someone who serves you in the shop, or someone who just, you know, there's a guy who picks up rubbish around our place just because he likes to keep it clean, you know, and I think, oh, I've seen him a lot, I should thank him.
Yeah, the thing I like about it is, even if we don't get to go as far as, say, actually writing a note for someone or anything, just even approaching and thinking about how can I be thankful for these people, I feel like it affects our attitudes towards how we treat people that we might otherwise take for granted or almost treat as invisible around us, doesn't it, really?
Really does. That's, you know, empathy is a powerful thing in life, and thankfulness does. You know, empathy is just putting yourself in other people's shoes, and thankfulness is a really enriching thing. There's a phrase: "Are happy people thankful, or thankful people happy?" And I think you know, the thought that it's thankfulness can actually increase your happiness as well. You know, it certainly increases others' happiness, but it's a very powerful dynamic, you know, in your life. And I love it. I love it when kids just out, you know, come up to me. I might be after a concert and I get very affirmed. But, you know, if a child just takes the time, especially to just come up to me and say, thank you for the concert, I really enjoyed it, or thank you for the songs. And you know, it'll be one of those special moments where they're looking you in the eye and they really want you to know. You know, it really means a lot. It's not some, you know, token thing to me. And I think it's a wonderful, you know, it shows character and thoughtfulness, and, you know, that this child is thinking outside themselves. And I think that's wonderful. So, yeah, really, you can thank anyone. And I think the other thing I love about the National Day of Thanks, it's there's not big numbers at the end that some, you know, committee are going to count up. And it's not, you know, it's really a very organic encouragement to people to be thankful. And so, you know, you can participate, and none of us at the National Day of Thanks will know whether you did or not. It's just something between you and the people you thank, and God, of course.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want some more info and ideas on how you can be involved with National Day of Thanks, maybe some creative out-of-the-box ideas or even more info on what it's all about, you can go to austhanks.org.au. That's austhanks.org.au. And we want to say a big thanks to Colin Buchanan. Thank you for joining us on the show today. And Colin, what are you thankful for today?
Today I'm on the road, and I have a great, you know, I have stories to tell. I've got songs to sing. I've spoken to my wife, who's a great blessing to me, and I'm grateful that, you know, we were able to have a chat on the phone and tell each other we love each other. And I'm grateful for my kids. My son graduated from his communications degree yesterday, and so I'm grateful for that. And there's the photos and texts have been flying about on our little fam bam email. You know, I'm grateful for my family as well. It's reminded me how precious they are to me. So, you know, and I'm grateful for the love of God that's new every morning. So, yeah, once you get going, you know, we'll be through the afternoon shift into the evening shift. Colin will still be going on and on. They'll be saying, "How do we stop him? He's taken over. He's taken over the entire station."
Well, we are thankful, and we are looking forward to catching up with you again soon. We've been chatting with Colin Buchanan, talking about National Day of Thanks. Go to austhanks.org.au. And once more, thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Aaron. You do a great job, mate. And it does mean a lot to people. And everyone, thank Aaron. you know what to do. It's a secret, right? Thanks, mate. Bye.
Bye.